Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Here at Possibly, we usually focus on doing our part at home. But with all this talk about climate change, one member of our team started thinking about what's going on around the world. So today, we're going to talk with Emily Tom about renewable energy in Hawaii. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, Megan.
So before we get started, why Hawaii?
I mean, as an island in the middle of the ocean, Hawaii is in a really unique position when it comes to fighting climate change.
I see.
I'm also from Hawaii, and not to brag about my home state, but we've always kind of been leaders in the fight against climate change.
We were the first state to declare we're going to be 100% clean energy.
That's Griff Juergens.
And I'm the education director at Blue Planet Foundation.
And he told me all about Hawaii's transition to renewable energy. On the island of Kauai, it's been
incredibly successful.
About 70% of the power grid on Kauai comes from renewables.
70%? That's a lot.
Right? And the majority of that comes from solar power.
I mean, that makes sense. You must get a lot of sun in Hawaii.
Exactly. There are 77,000 solar panels catching that sunlight and turning it into electricity.
That's great, but you can't have solar all of the time. What happens at night?
See, that's what makes Kauai unique. They knew they needed a way to store their energy.
So they partnered with Tesla, and Tesla's pretty much on the leading edge of battery storage.
And we use those batteries to store energy for later, when the sun goes down.
And then at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, when the sun's kind of losing its strength, then the battery storage kicks in. So they can continue running off 100% clean energy.
The way it works is this. When the sun is bright and producing more energy than Kauai needs, some of that goes to the grid and some gets saved for when a cloud comes over or the sun goes down.
Wow, so the solar panels are part of a kind of full-service power plant?
Exactly. Solar alone is tricky for the grid because a cloud can cause an unexpected drop in production. Batteries help smooth things out.
Like an electrical rainy day fund?
Yeah, or a cloudy moment fund.
So is Kauai at 100% renewable electricity?
No, it's only at 70% renewable energy right now. But the investment in renewables is why Kauai isn't about to get a huge increase in electricity prices.
Why is that?
In the rest of the state, which depends much more on oil to generate electricity, sanctions on Russian oil are set to increase electricity prices by 30 to 60%.
I guess it pays to go renewable.
The details differ from place to place, but more and more the answer to that is yes, both economically and for the climate.
It's not going to work exactly the same for every place, but I think you take what worked for us, you take what didn't work for us, and then make it your own wherever you are around the world.
Wow, it's nice to have some good news about climate change for once.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Emily. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.